This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Pulse with myself, Off Nitting, and Daryl Ong. You just heard a brand new track from the band Michelle. The track's called Talking to Myself. Alright, right now we'd like to head over to our quickfire news segment that we like to call By the Way, and probably the most contentious piece of music news over the last week. Not gonna lie, I was shocked by this one. Fortnite makers Epic has acquired Bandcamp. Epic wrote that Bandcamp will play an important part in Epic's vision to build out a creator marketplace ecosystem for content, technology, games, art, music, and more. Bandcamp, both me and Off, we use Bandcamp a lot, right? And I'll say it's the most pure, independent music platform out there. They give fans a direct line to the artist, as well as a platform that gives the largest cut to the artist, the biggest slice of the royalty. And immediate reactions to Bandcamp sliding up to Epic Games were mixed and confused. Some observers on social media wondered if this was a partnership between two companies or a wholesale acquisition of Bandcamp. However, Epic's flagship product, Fortnite, has intersected with popular music over the last couple of years, a big one being the Travis Scott hologram. So it kind of makes sense to see these sectors combine further, but really only time will tell if Bandcamp will lose its ethos, and I, for one, will be really, really sad. By the way, speaking of Travis Scott, who once held a concert in Fortnite, Travis Scott has recently announced his latest initiative called Project Heal, following the tragic events at Astroworld, which took the lives of 10 fans. According to Scott, he said that the past few months gave him a lot of time to reflect, grieve, and think about how he can heal his community using his many resources at hand. So he decided to come up with Project Heal to take action towards finding solutions to make all events a safe space and to honour the victims of the Astroworld tragedy. Now, Project Heal will be split into four categories: a scholarship fund, an expansion of his youth centre, free mental health resources, and funding of a conference regarding event safety, which includes a tech product solution that is currently in development. All I can say is these initiatives will be funded entirely by Travis Scott, and a portion of proceeds from his upcoming product launches will actually go towards this project. So I think it's pretty good coming from him, and I think this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, small steps to make amends, right? Also, by the way, from one rapper to another, Kanye West and his new album Donda 2 will not appear on any Billboard charts. So, a bit of background, Kanye West premiered Donda 2 at the Miami event on February 22nd. The next day, he shared four songs from the record, and on 24th of February, he made available 12 more songs, billing the 16 total tracks as V2-2222 Miami. Ahead of Donda 2's release, this one was big news at the time, he declared that the album wouldn't be available on any streaming services and only available to listen on his own Stem player. This Stem player is available for $200 and allows users to break down Donda 2 as well as any music they own into various parts such as the vocals, the melody, the drums, etc, etc. He decided to forgo a $100 million deal with Apple Music and move forward with releasing Donda 2 on a Stem player. Now, this move will cost him placements on the Billboard charts. Kanye West has already sold about 40,000 Stem players to date for a total of net sales upwards of $8.6 million, but because of the Stem player's unique capabilities, it doesn't technically qualify as an album equivalent unit. Billboard said in a statement, and I quote, "The album's being sold with a device that can be used for other means besides the playing of the album. As such, the Stem / Donda package will fall within Billboard's latest merch bundle policy, where albums sold with merchandise are not eligible." This is, of course, news that comes after the album's predecessor, Donda, had one of the biggest first-week sales for an artist in 2021, with Kanye moving over 300,000 units in its debut week. But honestly, does Kanye care? I don't think Kanye does. Kanye being Kanye.
I have no interest in listening to Donda 2 at all, but
Stem player, something else.
The Stem player. I'm very interested to play around with it. Okay, by the way, Universal Music Group, the biggest music company in the world, has decided to suspend all of their operations in Russia and has closed all of its offices in the country. The company joins over 200 multinational companies in boycotting the Russian market due to Russia's military actions in Ukraine. And according to a statement, Universal said that they are adhering to international sanctions and they have been working with groups from a range of countries to support humanitarian relief efforts to bring urgent aid to refugees in the region. This follows the move of Spotify, who announced the shutting down of their offices in Russia indefinitely, while keeping their services operational in Russia to allow for the global flow of information. Other companies that have pulled out of Russia includes Live Nation, Netflix, and TikTok, among many others.
McDonald's too.
Sony and Warner, two labels that complete the big three of record labels in the world, did not immediately have a comment, but are set to make an announcement regarding Russia within 24 to 48 hours.
And that brings to the end our quick fire rapid news segment called By The Way. But just to recap the stuff on the program, on the show this evening at the top of the hour, we found out how machines are taking over men's jobs and A&R. In particular, also, we had a chat with Brendan DeCruz on his maiden concert, Love Live Music. If you'd like to check out any of the stories again, you can head over to our website, www.bfm.my/pause for the podcast. My name's Daryl Ong,
and I'm off knitting. Gonna leave you guys with a song. It's a brand new one from New Zealand pop artist Benny. You might remember her from the early days of quarantine with Super Lonely, but she has a new EP out now called Lychee. Here's a track from it called Soft Side by Benny, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.